Street Preachers. What you got? What you got?
I gotta stop smiling.
Can't hear you.
It gives the wrong impression. I love you all the same.
Saturday, the 2nd of August, Audley End, Essex, is going to be a live show for Heritage Live with Manic Street Preachers, Charlatans, and Ash on the bill with me DJing.
Great.
Probably at the start of the day, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I've got a horrible feeling they'll go, right, you're on, we're opening the gates.
Oh, really? Do you think?
I don't know. But being on first on a long day like that is basically, if the weather's lovely, 2nd of August, it should be.
Beautiful.
It's going to be, right, everybody, just stay where you're sat.
Yeah.
Put your hands in the air. Stay seated, though. Don't bother getting up, because it's going to be one of those, isn't it?
Yeah.
People get there early.
I think so.
Sit down and...
You could become best mates with Manic Street Preachers. That would be great. He's lovely, James Dean Bradfield, isn't he? When he came.
Well, Nicky Wire's been on a couple of times.
Yeah.
But it was such a great lineup. I'm so looking forward to it. So if you're going, I will see you there. In the meantime,
Radio X Glastonbury Flags.
Woo! So Glastonbury Flags are back for Glastonbury 2025. Now we're trying to work out what 9 flags we go with this year. This is ahead of then trying to find 9 listeners who are going to Glastonbury. Who are willing to bring a massive, huge flag with them that they have to carry around everywhere. It can be done on your own. As we saw the video that came out the other year of one of our listeners walking through Glastonbury, leathered, clinging on for dear life to their flag.
He was walking up an imaginary hill, is what he was doing, wasn't he?
So, yesterday we asked you to text in. We got such, honestly, such an amazing response from you guys on the text listening of funny things to put on the flags. So, we're definitely going to have a flag with Dom's face on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely. Means I get to go.
Are we definitely going to have a Don't Like Chris Moyle, Sorry?
I think we should have.
I think we should.
It's featured every year we've done it.
And definitely a flag with James on it.
Yes.
Maybe in an outfit of some kind. Last year it said Cheeky Little Wizard and he was dressed as a wizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that was my favourite.
It wasn't mine.
Now, we have on the screen potential options that have been coming in from our listeners. So, Rod Stewart is performing on the Legend slot on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And we've come up with a flag that says Flaggy May.
Love that.
Yeah. Instead of Maggie May.
Yeah.
There's also another Rod Stewart related one.
I love a bit of Rod Me.
Yeah. There are two options for...
I would go with Flaggy May.
Yeah.
Done.
Flaggy May
is lovely.
With a picture of Rod? Are we thinking next to it?
We need permission.
Or a different Rod?
Yeah, we go
or a different Stewart.
We start heading into legals that with photographs.
Right, oh, okay.
Your photograph, Dom, you gave permission for that, I believe.
No, I'm going to take you to court.
So, see you there.
Mind you, we got away with the Gary Barlow one last year, didn't we?
Shh.
Oh, shh.
Yeah,
but Gary saw it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And he was fine with it?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He sent me a message.
Fine.
So, he said, why am I getting loads of messages from people saying, oh, I just saw you all over Glastonbury?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the Dominic Byrne flag, the Dom flag with a picture of your face on
I
the
don't
word
think
Dom.
Need that word before it, James.
You have put in smaller letters above the word Dom the word con.
No.
C-O-N.
Very, very small.
What does that mean, James? What are you saying?
Dom le con.
Right. I don't think we need that one.
Okay, so zoom out. Let's have a little look. So it's a flag, actually, Derek.
Yes.
Was there not one?
I think there might have been one last year.
Right, scrap it.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's been a few of them.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me, is Captain Crapbeard's catchphrase.
Yeah.
Dom loves Cap Dag, pass it on. I'm quite fond of that.
I do love a pass it on. I think we need to pass it on.
I'm impressed with the spelling. Well done.
Flags are rubbish. Pass it on. They're flag people, Lynn. There was also a flag that we had last year that just said the word flag.
Yes.
So a flag pun could be good, but I don't know if any of those are doing it for me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Ban the flags. We had banned the flags 1 year, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
We did have banned the flags.
Was that last year, I think?
Yes.
We also
No,
that was an early one.
Oh, was it?
We also had help. I have vexophobia, which is the fear of flags.
That was it.
there is a QR code that we had last year.
Mm.
And when people, if people actually then took a picture of it and then clicked the link, it took them to a video of Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up. We Rickrolled people at Glastonbury.
Yeah. I like that idea.
So we could do the QR code.
There's a lot of fun to be had with that still.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we do make a new one with the idea that you said.
Yeah. Did I say that on the air or not? Or off air?
Off air, I think.
Oh, I think you said it.
On air?
On air.
I never know.
No, I can't remember.
I think you said it on air.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
We had sample text here on a flag, mm-hmm. which we thought was a quite clever joke. Often there's a bit of Latin written on, like,
yes.
if you're designing a web page or whatever, they have text in there already, which is a lot of ipsum.
I think that's funny.
I think it's
and
clever.
Classy.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's quite smart. Think
we look intelligent with that.
Somebody suggested a flag that says wet wipes here. I'm not sure.
No. Not sure about that one.
What's the Oasis flag? Just something Oasis.
I feel like we should acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, the flags are big, but you've got to be. It can only take a certain amount of letters. So I like the idea of having a flag that says, but it has to be a shortened version of, I'm only here because I couldn't get tickets to see Oasis.
Yeah.
But that's quite a lot of words for the flag.
Yeah, how do we get that in five words?
Yeah. We need to have a think about that one.
Didn't get Oasis tickets.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm.
A flag that says Shabba.
Always nice, actually. We say Shabba a lot on this show.
Official flag meetup flag is for when all the other flag bearers then all join together.
Hmm.
Not sure about that. Have we got more?
That's it on here.
What's the other page as well? Because there was one about the 1975, which I like.
Oh, yeah, the 1975 or so 50 years ago.
That's good.
That was mine.
I think that's in, isn't it?
You said that was funny.
I liked it. I think it's clever. I like maths jokes.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we go with Dom, I don't like Chris Moyles, sorry, Cheeky Little Wizard version.
Yes.
And QR code, that's four.
Mm-hmm.
So all we got to do is come up with five.
So then the 1975...
Flaggy May goes in for me.
Definitely.
It's a must.
Yeah, James?
Flaggy May, yeah.
It's nice to have a legend slot.
The 1975 or so 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Is clever. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a maybe from James.
Oh, no, that's great. Imagine that flying during the 1975 set. That'd be great.
That's true.
That'd be great.
Somebody said, what about a flag that is a different colour to the rest of the Radio X flags and it's just brown? For Brownhaven.
With James's face on it. That is nice. That is nice.
Now, is it though?
Do you like my brown flag? Or it's all gone brown? Or something like that.
Oh, because you say that a lot, don't you, James?
It's all... Oh, it's gone brown. With a brown flag with your face on it, James, would be lovely.
Now, there was one thought about Pippa, which is, can we have our friend back, please?
Yes.
I think that's a little bit too random. See, if you're in a field at Glastonbury and you don't listen to our show and you see a flag with a guy's face on it and it says Dom,
yeah.
and then you get near the flag and you realise somebody's written the word con before it and it's condom.
Yeah, which is silly. Which
that might make you smile. You see a picture of somebody you don't know wearing a wizard outfit saying cheeky little wizard.
Mm.
Fair enough, lovely. You see the 1975 or so 50 years ago, you smile.
Mm.
If you say, can we have our friend back, please?
It's like we've lost our friend at the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. So.
Yeah, maybe not.
Dom loves Cap Dag, pass it on.
I think.
Pippa's bored at heart, pass it on.
I think a pass it on's a really nice one.
Yeah, that is
something.
But what's the thing, pass it on?
Yeah. It's we put so much thought into these silly flags, it is ludicrous. Well, we're going to get it sorted. So we definitely got four. Five with 1975.
Yeah.
Six with Flaggy May. So it's just three more we need.
Yeah, okay.
I think those are definites, actually, aren't they? I do like you, James, on a brown flag. Because we do talk about that a lot on this show.
So, okay.
What do you think, Chris?
It's
all gone brown.
Do you want a picture of James with the words... Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
So you look up, you're going to see one of your favourite bands at Glastonbury, you look up, you see a flag that says,
Oh No, It's Gone Brown. But does it need my face on for
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're the mayor does, of yeah. Whitehaven.
You're the mayor of Brownhaven.
Brownhaven.
Yeah.
It's Whitehaven.
And it can be your cheeky little wizard photo, but we just changed the colour in Photoshop of a blue outfit to brown.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
Oh No, It's Gone Brown.
It's Gone Brown.
Somebody says, Oasis playing Woodsies, pass it on.
That's funny.
Now, what was the Australian Twins one we came up with?
Oh, yeah. Run.
He's got a... What do we say?
Run, he's got a flag.
Run, he's got a... Ran, he's got a flag.
Ran, with a picture he's of the got Proclaimers. A flag.
Yeah, I think the Australian Twins, because that's been a viral sensation, isn't it?
With a picture of the Proclaimers?
I'd love a picture of the Proclaimers.
Or do you want a picture of the Twins?
It's so far removed from what the truth is.
Ran, he's got a gun.
So Ronnie's got a flag with a picture of the Proclaimers.
I like it.
I mean, it's a bit out there.
Entering photos again, though, from the
Oh, they were. We know, Chart. We know them, don't we? Absolutely.
Can you message them for me?
Yes, I will.
Hello, Dom. It's the Proclaimers here.
Hello,
that's absolutely no problem whatsoever.
Ah, there you are, James. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
No, convenient they're on the phone just then.
We will get it sorted. And then when do we start asking people if they want one?
We want to start allocating from Monday.
Monday, okay. So, Monday, by the time, make sure you're listening on Monday, and we'll say, are you going to Glastonbury? Do you want a flag? That's your opportunity to text in and have a flag for Glastonbury 2025.
Radio X Glastonbury Flags.
1975, that's so 50 years ago. Come on, that's a great gag.
The Chris Moyle Show.
That's a cracker right there.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
He's blue. He's fluffy. And he's crash-landed into Odeon. The Yorahana for some mischievous fun.
What an adorable little psychopath.
With the wildly funny Lilo and Stitch on the big screen at Odeon. Book your tickets today at odeon.co.uk or on the Odeon app. Odeon, we make movies better.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business.
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
Oh, Simply Business.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
This Friday's EuroMillions jackpot will have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in this Friday's Euro Millions draw. Play on app or buy in your nearest store.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Dad?
Yes, son?
You know you're bald.
Yes, son?
Does that mean I'm going to be bald when I grow up?
If you're lucky, son. If you're lucky.
Bald Bro. Mattify, moisturise and UV protect. It's what bald guys actually need for Father's Day. Head to bldbro.com because not all heroes have hair. Bald Bro. Skin care for bald guys. Finally.
Graham? 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 Are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah! They just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from GIFGAF. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See gifgaf.com/terms.
Johnny Vaughan.
I've seen an Italian tourist knocking around. He's like really tanned up, quite, you know, quite a cool sort of middle-aged guy. Mm. He's just wearing an orange
gilet.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I just thought back and I thought, yeah, he's really cool. I'm thinking, yeah, because he's olive skin with thick hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've ordered this thing. It's arrived. I put it on. Vanessa just started laughing.
Oh. Why?
Because it looked like a life jacket. I just looked like I'm walking around the...
that orange, yeah. Wasn't it?
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. This afternoon from 4. Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Calm down, dear. It's just a radio show.
Radio X.
I've got lunch today with one of the bosses.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Is it a big lunch, like a, you know, going for a roast chicken or something?
That's right. I'm going for a roast chicken with one of the bosses at Global.
Big lunch.
Wednesday afternoon.
Big lunch.
Roast chicken. No, I'm a little bit miffed.
Mm.
But the reason why I'm miffed means I can't moan about it, so I'm doubly miffed.
Ah. You're frustrated and miffed.
Yes.
Why can't you moan about it?
Because...
Should you not say right now?
I'll tell you, but I can't say this on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going for lunch today.
We are on the air now, just so you...
Shh. Okay. I'm talking to Captain.
Fine.
We're actually having a private...
I'm going for lunch today with one of the bosses upstairs.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're going to go have a lovely lunch.
Yep. Lovely.
Oh, no, I'm thinking, well, I'm done for the day. I might have a couple of drinks.
Lovely. Unwind. You know? Yeah, lovely.
Might get some of the old Prosecco. Lovely. Mm. Nice. Bit of a treat on a Wednesday. However, his boss has scheduled a meeting during our potentially boozy lunch. Which means my boozy lunch now has been reduced to lunch.
Oh, that's no good.
Now, his boss is everyone's boss. So the boss of Global has ruined my boozy lunch with one of the bosses of Global. Hence my dilemma. I can't really whinge about it.
Yeah.
I thought about texting Ashley saying, thanks for that, you've ruined my boozy lunch.
Oh, he said his name.
But then that could have got James Rear into trouble because Ashley could have gone, oh, does James have a few alcoholic drinks when you go for lunch? I go, no, a few? It's battered.
Yeah.
I can't get into that.
No, you certainly wouldn't name
it. So I'm stuck in this weird dilemma.
Well, it's a good job we're talking about it off air.
Oh, now we're talking about it on the air. No, not bad.
What to do, then? What to do?
I wouldn't want
to
get James Rear, the head of Global Radio, into trouble. No. So.
Imagine it.
Yeah, so. Morning, Ashley. Space gone downhill since Stephen left. It's 9:49. This is Queens of the Stone Age from Radio X.
I've got a secret I cannot say. They might have moved me to give it away. You've got something I understand. Hold it in tightly. Caught on command. Leap of faith. Do you doubt? Cut you in. I just cut you out. Tell anyone.
Stone Age, The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret. We're still off air banging on about these blooming Glastonbury flags. Now Toby Tarrant has joined us.
And morning,
he's
morning,
now James. Coming up with ideas for flags.
Mm.
Well. So far, we've got the new improved for 2025 Dominic Byrne flag. That's now, we've changed it from last year's, Toby. I don't know if you can see.
Well, last year, was it just your head? Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Look what they've done, Toby.
They've accidentally written the word con before dom.
Oh, it's probably too late to change that now.
Do you think it's too late to change it?
He's got a gun.
Nice.
Ran, it's dom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rod Stewart is doing the headliner set this year, so we've come up with Flaggy May.
Yeah. Nice.
We still want a picture of Rod.
Now, it needs a picture of Rod, but for legal reasons, we don't think we're allowed one.
I don't think it was Sue.
I think people will know what it means.
Yeah.
Do we put underneath brackets, it's a Rod Stewart gag.
Yeah, Rod Stewart gag.
Brackets, because Rod Stewart's playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Flaggy May, it's a Rod Stewart joke.
Like Maggie May.
That's it.
Yeah, brackets like Maggie
brackets
May.
Like Maggie
Get
May.
It?
I actually think that's quite funny.
Then one which says, oh no, it's gone brown.
Oh no, it's gone brown.
Which with is a brown flag, actually.
With a picture of... Actually, James, can we do a new picture for that? Can we get a fancy dress outfit of a poo? And then you...
No, we can't, because...
Wear that.
Glastonbury don't like that.
I think we've got time to do that. We haven't got time to change doms, but we do have time to do that.
Yeah, I think so. Mine has to stay. So.
I don't like Chris Moyle. Sorry, is a staple. The 1975 or so, 50 years ago.
That's good.
We've come up with a Glastonbury tickets, Oasis tickets one.
Yes.
That's nice.
So we got three more to do. We're not doing VIP toilets, are we?
Yeah, correct, get rid of that.
Yeah, three
now,
more to do.
If Peter Crouch was going and Toby Tarrant was going, we could have a flag that says, everybody stood behind us, can't see.
Yeah, that's true.
But that would only work if you could see that Peter Crouch and Toby Tarrant were holding the flag.
Yes. I don't know. I mean,
was he there last year, Peter?
No, it was, when was Guns N' Roses? Was that last year? I stood next to him for Guns N' Roses. It was the year before, and I felt so sorry for the people behind us.
Yeah.
And then we got a tap on the shoulder, and we thought it was someone saying they can't see, and it was Laura Whitmore. She was like, I can't see.
I'm sorry, with the greatest respect to Laura, Laura did not tap you or Peter Crouch on the shoulder unless she was on her fella's shoulder.
No, yeah, she tapped me on more of the hip area.
She tapped you on your ankle and went,
excuse me, hello there, I can't see.
So we'll get the Glastonbury flag sorted.
Lovely.
And then Monday we will start finding out if you're going to Glastonbury and you would like to have a flag. We will start issuing flags to the flag bearers. Oh, yeah, we're doing the QR code. So, actually, we've only got two more flags to come up with.
Where does the QR code take you?
And Lorem Ipsum, do we want that?
Do you like Lorem Ipsum?
What's maybe. Lorem Ipsum?
Yeah.
Oh, you should exactly. know this. You went to a posh school.
Yeah, you're well posh.
Sorry, I'm a bit rusty on my Latin, actually. It's been a few years. Lorem Ipsum.
When you, like, put in placeholder texting anything, it's always Lorem Ipsum, Latin. For lengthy...
I was so good at Latin, I never had to put anything in placeholding.
Exactly.
Sounds like it.
It's essentially sample
great
text.
Latin.
Do you like Lorem Ipsum, Dom?
I'm not overly sold
I'm
on
not
it,
overly sold. So these always go to the Toby vote. Toby, you sold?
No.
Okay, so get rid of it.
Gone.
It's gone. So two more then we need?
Yeah.
Two more.
We can get these by tomorrow.
Oh, we had a great one, which we haven't said on the air. Which I'll have to switch the microphones off, but you'll hear Toby's reaction.
Okay.
Which simply says... Radio X.
Now.
What do you think?
Don't repeat.
I like it.
I like
factually
it.
Correct.
Yeah?
It works for everybody.
It does, doesn't it?
We all win then.
And, you know, we do as well.
Are we really losing?
Are we losing the Proclaimers one? I just want to put it out there.
Is there something in, like, the...
Oh, yeah. You, Dom, you wanted...
Ran, he's got a flag with a picture of the Proclaimers. Just because they're twins.
That is layered.
It's quite... It's got lots of layers.
Flag.
He's got a flag. Or a picture of the actual twins, but I think the Proclaimers. They're some of my favourite twins.
Oh, no, it's gone brown.
Sorry, James.
Ran, he's got a...
Flag.
I like it. I'm trying to think of, like, cultural things that have happened in the last...
You are trying to think of cultural things.
When I say cultural, I mean memes. The Willy Wonka Glasgow experience of this year. What's the Willy Wonka of this year?
Well, the Aussie twins for me.
Yeah.
That feels like it's gone quickly, though.
The twins have.
They've disappeared.
They're back.
Ran. He's got a gun.
Oh, they ran away. I imagine.
That's right.
Because he had a gun.
Yeah, they ran. Absolutely.
Oh, it's so exciting.
isn't it? It's not long now. Not long to go at all.
Mm. No. We'll get the flag sorted and then Monday start issuing them. What?
It's someone's texting, a Tupperware is not a toilet, in reference to when...
Last year. Terrible incident, didn't you, in your motorhome?
It's also just good advice.
Did you wee in the Tupperware?
No, Pippa weed in the Tupperware. Fine. Didn't tell me. I woke up very hungover looking for Nurofen, opened up said Tupperware, poured her wee all over me.
Oh, man.
And on that bombshell, that man who was covered in wee is going to be doing the request hour next. So enjoy Toby's show. Get phoning in, get texting in. You can have your song picked by Dry Toby Tarrant in merely minutes. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
O-E, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X. Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking. We are preparing for a departure from big roaming charges. Download the Saily eSIM app and use the code SAILYUK to get 15% off any Saily plan in more than 200 destinations until September 30th. All terms at saily.com.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
Feel the heat, whatever the weather, with Waitrose's summer food range. Like our fiery, fragrant, hot honey halloumi kebabs, which can be cooked to perfection, either on the barbecue or under the grill. And our succulent number one red prawn and monkfish, tossed in a smoked paprika, garlic and red chilli butter. Pop in a brioche bun and enjoy, come rain or shine. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
Reasons to download the Screwfix app are really stacking up. Every time you shop using the app, you can collect coins and earn stacks of rewards. Plus, for 1 month only this June, you can win extra coins and earn rewards quicker when you complete new in-app challenges. Don't miss out. Download and shop the Screwfix app and start earning your rewards today. Enable exclusive app offers toggle. Purchase necessary. T's and C's apply. Check screwfix.com for full details.
Radio X. News update next.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next
Mom!
Time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, the Chancellor's revealed plans to spend more than £15 billion on new public transport projects across England. That money will go on rail, tram and bus projects in the Midlands, the North and the West Country. Rachel Reeves says it's about opening up potential across the UK.
I know that there is brilliant talent to be found right across our country. I can see that potential in all of our towns and our cities.
In other news, police chiefs are warning if funding is cut, they will have to choose which crimes they focus on. They've written to the Prime Minister, and that's ahead of the government setting out its spending priorities. The Home Office says it's giving police an additional £1.2 billion this year. Train operators have been told they're being too tough on passengers who don't have the correct ticket. The rail regulator wants clearer information on which ones to buy, as well as a more consistent approach to fines. A group representing operators says it is working to create a simpler, better value system. And England midfielder Fran Kirby's announced her retirement from international football. It's after she was told she wouldn't be in the squad for the Women's Euros this summer. Kirby won 77 caps, as well as helping the Lionesses win the Euros on home soil. That was back in 2022. And her boss, Serena Wiegmann, says she's been a model professional.
Her touch, her positioning, her vision, her game understanding, the connections. She's an inspiration. I think she's an inspiration for a lot of people and an example. Absolutely.
And the weather, sunny spells and showers for much of the UK. The rain will be heaviest in northern parts. Temperatures up to 19 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you, Christopher.
It's Wednesday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes, you pick the playlist. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Okie dokie, artichokey. Here we go. Wednesday morning, the Request Hour on Radio X. Has been two magnificent hours so far. You've been in top form. So, hello to Darren in Torquay, who says, Toby Tarrant, I messaged you a few weeks ago saying I was going to play my first game of cricket for 3 years, batting at six and opening the bowling. Well, since that day, I've been promoted to the seconds from the thirds. And at the weekend, I batted at four and I scored my first half century in 20 years and opened the bowling, taking 2 for 17. I don't often feel proud of myself, but because of that, could I hear Reverend and the Makers, heavyweight champion of the world, please? Darren in Torquay, I love it. Are you married, though, Darren? Because your wife thought, finally, he stopped playing cricket. He's not gone every single Saturday. And then you've rediscovered your touch years later.
Now that she's older, the embers of romance fade to mortgages and lecky bills, being comfortable in that nobody told her that she'd ever reach the stage where her husband bored her or she lied about her age. He's compromising, at least he's got a job for life. Get born, get school, get job, get car, pay tax and find a wife. And on that note, you ain't gonna come too soon if you're not living on the edge. You take up too much room. I could have been a contender. Chops on a man atop in all that gritty sea, and so he gave up on his black belt and first dan. As near as he got to China was a week in Kambasan. I could have been a contender. Champion of the world, I could be.
Byron and the Bakers, heavyweight champion of the world, kicking off the request hour on Radio X. Hello to Dave the Decorator, who has asked for an absolute beauty. Red Hot Chili Peppers with Fortune Faded.
You've got to kill the queen and then you made it. Oh, do you? A funny thing, the king who gets himself assassinated. Hey now, every time I lose attitude. You took a town by storm, the mess you made was nominated. Now put away your welcome, soon you find you've overstated. Hey now, every time I lose attitude. So divine, hell of an elevator. All the while my fortune faded. Never mind the consequences of the crime. This time my the medicated state of mind you find is overrated. Oh, do you? You saw it all come down and now it's time to imitate it. Hey now, every time I lose attitude.
What's up your request? 0330 333 100.
Radio X.
Leave
love it when you love songs as much as I do. The Wombats Tokyo for Kimberly and Devon. And before that, Chili Peppers with Fortune Faded, which I adore. Vic said, Toadmeister, wow, Fortune Faded on Radio X. Signature John Frusciante. Wow, best Chili's tune of all. Nice ones, says Mike and Berry as well. Yeah, was it? It was the bonus track on The Greatest Hits, wasn't it, Fortune Faded? And I saw them perform it live at Hyde Park years and years and years ago. It was one of the finest moments of my life.